including us as to the great game, you know, it's, as you say, it's of crucial importance for Russia to hold Ukraine, or to have it, or to rule it. So how to do that in the future, you know? I mean, Zelensky will, of course, go sooner or later, some preliminary government will come there. But how for Russia to hold it in the future, you know, because they will have some democratic elections in some March this year or next year or something.
Thank you. Now, that is the real challenge for us. Now we are all praying and dreaming about the end of this bloody conflict. So for now, for us, the most important thing is to end this conflict. It's of the first goal, but we should carefully take in consideration what Mr. Putin has said about the final goals of this special military operation. And I suggest you to take his word seriously this time, because it is enough to not hear what the president of nuclear power says. It's enough. The price is too high, I think, to ignore his words. He has said about the goal of this special military operation. Two, demilitarization and denazification. What does it mean in the real politics? That in order to accomplish both goals, we need to take the full strategical control over all the territory of Ukraine without no demilitarization. If there will be the small part of Ukraine with NATO help, NATO help, it could easily be transformed in new challenge for Russia. So no demilitarization of Ukraine, because Putin didn't say demilitarization, densification of Donbas. He said that clearly. We could judge that in morally in different way. He has affirmed the goals of this special military operation. Demilitarization of Ukraine. In order to grant that, we need full-scale territorial control over all the space of this country. Next, denazification. Denazification is radical demand, and that is condition of let the Ukraine to be. So Putin would accept Ukraine without Russia-phobic Nazi regime. How to fulfill that? We need full political control over country, full. Without this full strategical and military control and full political control over society, this goal we could not achieve. It's clear. So what we are going to do then after achieving these explicitly affirmed goals? I could not say. So it is up to Ukrainian people to decide, but not before, but after. In that sense, if we consider what we should do in order to pursue these two goals, it's clearly that nothing will be the same as now. Nothing. Maybe no borders will be the same. No Ukraine will be the same. Nothing. No, there will be new capital. Maybe. Maybe there will be unification with Donbass and Crimea. That could be two Ukraines or Ukrainian confederation. They could be reunification theoretically of all three East Slavic republic, Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus with new constitution, with new rules for elections. So nobody knows nothing. At least myself, I have no idea how it will be formed or arranged. But I would like to suggest it too early to say that. Putin will stop after achieving his goals. He started this war, military operation that costed already to us full disconnection from all the normal functioning system of our relations with the global society, not only with the West, with the global world. And we have paid such a price and cost already for this special military operation. So without achieving these two goals explicitly announced, we could not. It is not responsible to think how it will be finally. So first of all, achieve these goals, and that is not easy. That is absolutely not easy. That is not safari trip. No, it is difficult fight against military system. We need to crash, still need to crash totally, destroy and put under control, and very radical and very, very strong Nazi ideology that prevails on nationalists. Nazi, it is more radical form. National ideology that prevails in the Ukraine. So without achieving this goal, no future for us. So, and I would like to understand how serious Putin is. How serious? How we have taken away everything, not only Nord Stream 2 or Nord Stream 1. We have sacrificed all, not only the yacht of oligarchs, all we had. So if we pay such a price, so that means in very balanced, very, very careful, very scrupulous Russian president, that means much. So he waited as long as he could. He avoided as long as he could, as careful as he could. And if he did that, so there was no any solution. That I could swear. So in my opinion, personal opinion, not political opinion, we should do that much earlier. Much earlier, and we would pay much lesser price. But the goodwill of Putin is much more serious factor as my geopolitical vision. He understands geopolitics in facts, not in thoughts. He is practical geopolitics. So he does the unnecessary step only in the last moment, when they are unavoidable. I would prefer to do that much earlier and much easier and without such radical and violent conflicts. And we could that, and we missed the opportunity. But that this delay for 88 years is the sign of the profound hatred of our president to the violence and to make war. He hates the war, and that or special military operations he hates as well. Special military operation, he doesn't love it. Maybe in his place, I would start it for sure much earlier, and maybe not let no republic go get out of our common country. But Putin is a liberal democrat. He's very Western in his opinion. He is very careful about the global rules, and if he violates some of them, so that means he has no other solution in his very liberal, democratic, globalist almost vision of the world. And that is serious. That is why it is not extravagant, some unbalanced hysterical step. That is for sure. So he calculated, Putin calculated everything, and without achieving these goals, he will not stop, and nothing would stop him. Nothing, including nuclear threat, as he has said. So everything is serious, and this geopolitical explanation shows how really serious it is.